John Cabot, previously referred to as Giovanni Cabato, sailed around the same time as Columbus. Cabot held the same view as Columbus about the Earth. It was round, you know, like all the other planets, the sun and the moon, and wasn't flat. Actually, the Europeans were pretty much the only doofuses who actually believed the Earth was flat. If you were to talk to an educated Chinese or East Indian person from the 16th century, they would have told you the Earth was in fact a globe. Now, Cabot was in Spain when news of Columbus's discovery of Jamaica broke. Considering the historical importance of the discovery, there really wasn't much excitement in Europe, at least not initially. Cabot, however, was pretty stoked about the prospect of leading an expedition of his own. The only problem was he had no money or boat, therefore he determined to go to England in search of financial support from the wealthy spice merchants of Bristol. Luckily for John Cabot, King Henry VII regretted not supporting Columbus when he had the chance. Therefore, King Henry resolved not to make that mistake a second time. So he forced Cabot to dress up like Columbus and speak with a Genoese accent. Ha ha. I kid, I kid. Henry gave Cabot his approval for an English expedition, but no money. To make up for a lack of cash, Cabot convinced the merchants of Bristol to support his plan to sail west. Like Columbus, Cabot was convinced a westward course would eventually lead him to China, but by taking a more northerly route, he hoped to avoid the islands Columbus had bumped into in the Caribbean. Having made all the necessary preparations, Cabot left England for China. However, as Cabot was an obsessive compulsive, he turned his ship around and headed back to England, because he couldn't remember if he had left his home stove on or not. Don't be silly, you say. Very well. He actually did cut his trip short, though, but only because the weather turned bad. The fact he couldn't remember whether he left his stone on or not was completely immaterial. Now, having checked his stove 20 times to make sure it was in fact off, Cabot and his crew left for China a second time in May 1497. They sailed aboard his ship, the Matthew, and 5 weeks later, on June 24th, a lookout sighted land. He had missed Jamaica only to bump into Canada. He has since been called the discoverer of Canada, but I am personally inclined to give that honor to some unknown First Nations person.